Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello.
Oh, Tom just spoke over me, producer. Tom, do you want to edit that? Will that be in the podcast or do you want to take it out? But not in the... I think we should leave it in the top of the show. It shows we're human. Should we leave it in?
Okay.
As I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted by Tom, the producer. Hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast. With me, your host, Andy Goldstein, and producer Tom behind me. Say hello, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah, ones are the best. Reminder, you can check me out on Drive all this week from 4pm. Anyway, we begin with Gianni Van Bronckhorst's Rangers turning around a two-goal deficit against Union Saint-Louis to reach the playoff round of the Champions League. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
Rangers' Champions League hopes are still alive. It finished Rangers 3, Union St. Gall 1-0, 3-2 on aggregate to Van Bronckhorst's team.
We needed a big performance. You know, the pressure was on us, of course, because of the defeat we had last week. We know we are capable in delivering big nights for the club. But still, you have to do it over and over again. That's why I'm so proud of my players, the way they played, with passion, with desire, with fire to go to the next round. And that's the only way you have to be on the pitch to create the atmosphere we created today, you know, together with the fans. Again, it was an amazing night for all of us.
Rangers will face PSV Eindhoven in a playoff for the group stages after they progress past Monaco. In the Carabao Cup, Oxford United of League One produced a late comeback to knock out Championship side Swansea, coming from 2-0 down to win on penalties. Here's the moment the decisive spot kick went in.
And this could be the winning moment. Can Stephen Bender keep Swansea in the cup? No, he can't! It's lashed by Brannigan into the top right-hand corner. He races immediately over to the goalkeeper, McGinty. He jumped into his arms, and McGinty mobbed now by all of the Oxford United players. Huge celebrations for the League One side. Swansea City 2-0 up and cruising into round two are out.
Tony Minicello has been banned from coaching for life by UK Athletics over sexually inappropriate conduct after being found to have committed gross breaches of trust. Chief sports correspondent for The Times, Matt Lawton, reflected on his own personal experiences with the sport that can lend itself to abuse.
I think one of the problems with athletics, which they've, as a governing body, they've tried to tackle in the last couple of years, is it is essentially an amateur sport in this country. You know, all our athletics clubs around the country are amateur. They are run by volunteers. I always feel it's been, you know, it was a sport I grew up in. And while I had a very positive experience as a kid in athletics, it is vulnerable to these kind of people because kids play football together on a pitch. One of the challenges for athletics in this country is the fact that everyone uses one facility. Everyone is on that same facility. So you can have athletes on there from the age of 8 to 80 years old using the same facility. But the other issue with athletics is if you are a good 14-year-old, and I know this can happen in sports like football, but if you are a good 14-year-old or 15-year-old, you can very easily either be training with adults or even competing with adults.
And Matt, we're talking about someone who's regarded as an extremely effective coach. This is Tony Minicello, who worked with Jessica Ennis-Hill from the age of 13. Ennis-Hill won gold at London 2012 and later took silver in Rio. This is Minicello, who was named Coach of the Year by the BBC Sports Personality of the Year Awards back in 2012. This man has known success, certainly, in his career as well.
Yeah, and such was his stature, Jim, that he was also became a regular BBC pundit when Athletics was on the TV, and was also the coaching representative until quite recently on the UK Athletics Members Council. You know, he was a very prominent figure, or has been a very prominent figure, in the sport of athletics, and was regarded, very highly regarded, on a technical level as a coach. There's been rumours of this for some time. It emerged last June 2021, that he was the subject of an investigation, multiple complaints by multiple women. I believe the complaints ran into the hundreds in the end. The conclusion to this investigation, confirmation of this, has come this morning from UK Athletics. 11 charges have been upheld, and they are very serious charges. They include unwanted touching. They include making sexual references, inappropriate references.
On now to a bit of boxing. Here's Tyson Fury's promoter Frank Warren discussing the possibility of a third fight between the Gypsy King and fellow Brit Derek Chisora.
Nothing's been signed or done. Why? Because he wants to fight. And I think it was about a year or 18 months ago, he gave a list of, I think it's 4 or 5 fights that he wanted to have before he retired. And Derek was on that list. And that's where he's at. As we all know, in a couple of weeks' time, the rematch is going on with AJ and Usyk. And Tyson, you know, he just feels that he wants to be busy. So I spoke with him this afternoon, and we've had quite a lengthy conversation. So we're going to see where this goes. The good thing from my perspective, because I'd hate to see him retire when I don't think he's even hit his prime yet. But even if he was in his prime, I'd hate him to retire and then come back having missed his best years, is that he wants to fight. So I always felt that he would want to fight, and now we're seeing where we go and what we can do to make that happen for him.
On now to former Watford stopper. Who writes stopper, Tom? Why have you written stopper?
Goalkeeper.
We'll just write goalkeeper. Future. Honestly, if anyone wants a job out there, let me know. Ben Foster discussing his old club, Manchester United.
What are Manchester United doing? They are absolutely all over the place. Brighton of Albion winning this game 2-0.
Manchester United in general are vulnerable nowadays. I watched the game on Saturday and I predicted before the game that Man United would probably lose the game. You can see Brighton, fair play to Brighton, by the way. They've lost a couple massive players, you know, Cucurella, Bissouma going as well. Big misses. And you'd expect it to have taken a toll on them. But they went there and they played the way that Graham Potter gets them playing. And they look just, like, technically, they look just as good as Man United, if not better, really. And I think that's the worrying part, is when a team like Brighton come to Old Trafford and look just as good as Man United.
So I know a good manager as well.
Good manager, very good manager. Again, he's the sort of guy who would have suited Manchester United down to the ground maybe last year. But that's football for you know. Maybe not a sexy enough name just yet.
On to Jamie O'Hara and Jason Cundy on the Sports Bar.
Whoever made the decision not to get Antonio Conte at Manchester United should be sacked on the back of that, because he was there. He was there for months. Months! This football club is just, it's at the very, very top. The decision making at the very top of this football club has been shambolic. It has. Some of these players have come in and done okay. I mean, the Sanchez, £500,000 a week. Think about that for a second. He hardly played, scored a handful of goals, then he went out on loan. I know every club doesn't get decisions right, okay? Because it's impossible.
You can't get that many wrong.
There's a lot there, mate. David Gill and Sir Alex left. They left at the same time. David Moyes came in and Ed Woodward came in at the same time. He had one transfer that summer. And that was Fellaini, right? That really did sum up where they were going. If you looked at the back four that Sir Alex left, it was an ageing back four. And I think within 18 months, all four of that back four that won the title the year before left. And that's been the problem. There's been no forward planning. There was no handover between David Gill and Sir Alex and David Moyes and Ed Woodward. There was no handover. There was no planning. There was no, we know this is coming, let's make sure we think ahead, joined up thinking. And that has been the continuation. That's been a theme the whole time.
Michael, thanks for your call. Let's go to Shah, who's a Manchester United fan. Shah, good evening.
Right, Shah.
Good evening. How are you guys?
I'm right, Shah.
Okay. Yeah, we're great. Yeah, we're great. Good. Go on, what do you want to say about Manchester United?
I've got one question. I don't know how much they're going to spend on, they want to spend on De Jong, but instead of going for him, we should have gone for Rice straight away. Rice, always. You know, he's proven he's one of the best in English football right now. We should have gone for him. Strike-wise, I want one of your boys, Song.
So what's that going to cost? So what's that combined value of those
million.
Two? I reckon more than that. I reckon Rice.
Rice,
so,
I think.
What did you get Rice for?
I think 120. Rice 120, 70 for Song.
Okay,
so
maybe, then, maybe.
You ain't getting. We ain't selling Song for 70 million quid, Char.
75.
We're not selling Song. He's 100 million pound player. Shed the golden boot last season.
I know, but we want to hit. Like, if Manu could get him, that's it. We don't need anybody.
He ain't going
else.
There, Char. He ain't going there. It ain't happening.
He will. He will. Off.
No, he ain't. I'm telling you now. It ain't happening.
It is. It is happening. We want him. We want him.
You can want him, but you've got to make it happen. I'm telling you.
You'll turn him in. You'll turn him into a penny chew. He will. He will.
He would. He'll end up like Alexis Sanchez.
Son will be on loan to Everton by the end of the season.
No way.
You'll ruin him.
Rice will be at Lake Norian.
Rice. I'll go back to West Ham on loan.
Now, Eddie Jones has provoked a furious reaction from independent schools over his comments that English rugby should blow up the public school system as it fails to produce resilient players. 2003 World Cup winner Will Greenwood told White and Jordan that English rugby's problem is with academies and not education.
I think he's completely wrong in this. Now, I'm not going to sit here on your show and defend private education. That's a political issue. The thing that has me feeling that players only know rugby, therefore rugby is all they know, is young kids being dragged into rugby academies at clubs, and they all have to have them in order to get RFU funding, so therefore where does the blame lie? They sweep up all the schools, they sweep up all the best kids from the schools, they put them into academies, they go on a Monday night, they might have, if they are, let me use the private school example, they're boarding all week, they go on Mondays, at least Monday evening, so they're taken out of school, they travel away, they do rugby, their summer sport, some do cricket, most just do the gym, which ties into what Eddie's saying about producing great athletes, and then they will have academy games, under 18 fixtures for their academies, and they will be pulled out of their school fixtures, which is what they should be playing in.
I'm Jim White, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Here's Darren Bent now, Arsenal fan of course, revealing how easy it was for him to sign for bitter rivals Tottenham Hotspur. Oh, let me just sort my cough out. Money!
I hate Spurs. But before you play for them. I've not got a great relationship with their fans, no.
And you shouldn't have, because you're an Arsenal fan. Yeah. Right, that's absolutely fine.
No, mine is more to do with when I was there. My relationship with the fans is not great. But in terms of the club, I don't hate the club. Like, there's still, let's put it this way, you know, there are great people that work
at
that
club.
Just
talking about from a football perspective.
Do you know what? As a kid, I didn't hate Spurs. I hated United, I told you, because you used to win everything. I hate, as a fan.
But how difficult was it when that call came in and they went to Spurs? Not at all. No. What about when you put the shirt on?
No, not at all. Not at all. You're talking about your career. You're talking about trying to move forward.
Do any football players have that problem? I know Stephen Gerrard, when he was at Liverpool, was Chelsea, so that's nothing to do with it, is it? I'm just talking about when you go across that to the right, to the, you know,
across the divide.
Yeah.
No, I don't think, I think when you're in it, I think a lot of footballers would tell you themselves that If an opportunity comes and it's to further your career and better your career and give you a better opportunity
and get more money,
you go to. But sometimes, mine was Charlton had gone down and Tottenham was had finished fifth. Right. So for me, it was a no-brainer.
But if Spurs and let's say Everton would have come in,
I would have looked at the two sides and probably still gone to Spurs.
All right, okay.
Well, West Ham did come in and offered double what Tottenham had offered in wages. And I still went
hold
to...
On. I know what you were on at Spurs.
Yeah, double.
And I don't believe that.
I'm telling you now.
Oh, hold on. Can I just write this down? You're right. Telling me... I won't say it out loud. You're telling me West Ham offered you that a week?
No.
Write down what it was.
Oh, anyway, in the break, I tell you. Obviously, Spurs were interested. I was going to go there. But that was when West Ham was having that bit of a mad stage with the little ball fella. Was his name Magnussen?
Oh, the Icelandic.
Remember when they were throwing money at Lucas Neal? Yeah. I think Kieran Dyer ended up down there. Everyone was just getting paid.
Yeah.
So I think I ended up going to Spurs. So a lot of professional footballers will tell you, if it's a chance to further their career and better their career and the opportunity is there for them, they'll take it.
But that's different.
You put them allegiances to the side.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. alongside old sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent. Straight after us from 7 p.m, it's kickoff around the grounds. Excuse me, with Adrian Durham, with all the goals as they go in from the Carabao Cup first round and UEFA Super Cup. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.